Welcome to Outside the Box, and the second in the series on lesser known, but still very hurtful kinds of discrimination. Today's topic is, what is looksism? What is looksism? Here's a definition, quote, prejudice or discrimination based on physical appearance, and especially physical appearance, believed to fall short of societal notions of beauty, end quote. It's discrimination against people because of body size, height, weight, or physical appearance. Sizism is a less inclusive term that's sometimes used. Let's face it, people who are generally considered attractive or handsome have advantages. They get better jobs, make more money, are listened to more attentively, get more respect and attention. Studies show that less so-called attractive people get longer prison sentences and less time in doctor's offices. The mass media, advertising, and entertainment industries all contribute to this as well. Here are results from a few economic surveys. Taller people make an estimated $789 more per year than shorter people. And so-called attractive people will get about $250,000 over a lifetime, more than those considered less attractive. Another survey estimated so-called unattractive women get paid 4% less and unattractive men 13% less. Books like Deborah Rhodes' The Beauty Bias and Daniel Hammermesh's Beauty Pays document this. Author Linda Bacon talks about thin privilege, though that privilege varies depending on the country or culture. Some people have eliminated Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels as a presidential candidate because he's, quote, short and bald, end quote. And who's going to look up to Dennis Kucinich, another presidential hopeful, when he's only 5 feet 5 inches tall? Being very tall doesn't have the same stigma, especially for men, although I'm sure tall people have problems finding a long enough bed, hitting their head on door frames, and getting clothing and shoes that fit. People who are fat, and don't call them overweight or obese, by the way, are often seen first, and sometimes only, in terms of their weight. The National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance is trying to change that with public education and awareness campaigns to support self-esteem for fat people and to oppose discrimination against them. Their annual conference this year is in August in Washington, D.C., with workshops, a fashion show, and a Fat Poets Coffee House, among other events. Whatever other feelings you have about fat people, thinking they have no sense of humor shouldn't be one of them. Here are titles of some books about discrimination against and self-esteem for fat people. Tipping the Scales of Justice. Losing It. Eating Our Hearts Out. Fat's Where It's At. One Size Fits All. Fat Chicks Rule. Taking Up Space. Nothing to Lose. Live Large. Worth Your Weight. Fed Up. Somebody to Love. Big Fat Lies. Great Shape. Love at Large. Too Big to Miss. Life in the Fat Lane. And two films, Fat Chance and Disfigured. And what's your reaction when you see someone who's extremely thin? That they're anorexic or bulimic? That they're not healthy? that they should put on some weight? Or are you able to notice some trait not related to their weight and appearance? There are other physical appearance issues that also affect a person's self-esteem and the attitudes of others. A few examples. Amount of body hair. Breast size for women and penis size for men. A cleft palate. And unusual voice or speaking characteristics. That old saying, "That's what's inside that really counts," only seems to matter when what's outside is okay too. The state of Michigan and 6 U.S. cities actually have laws banning discrimination based on appearance. The Michigan law, passed in 1976, includes height and weight within the state's civil rights law. The 6 cities either use the terms height, weight, and physical characteristics, or personal appearance. Should we have that law in our state also? Do you ever have negative thoughts or attitudes about others because of how they look or their physical size? Have you experienced this kind of discrimination? I'm Larry Danziger, wondering if burkas for everyone might not be such a bad idea after all.